family, the spiritual family, is just love, and love is God. And the young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us this evening, she fell in love with us, and we fell in love with her, and she stepped up the plate to help our little family grow, and now this Sunday church, the fraternal church, she's vice president, and yet she's very busy working. She holds a job down every day, but she still shares this time with us to come in. She works the love on the healing stools. She practices her message bearing on us. She's just a delightful young lady, and that is our Kimberly. Our Kimberly.
Hi, everyone. You know, I was here early, and it's kind of interesting that Rita and Larry didn't know, but I was up here practicing my talk just because, you know, saying it out loud and everything, and it's kind of amazing. So I don't know how I haven't kind of planned what I want to talk about, but, you know, sometimes spirit can take over. So I'm just going to give all honor to God and the angels and let them use me as we need. So it's there's a song. I'm going to talk about a song in our songbook. And a couple times when I have sung the song, I keep hearing, you need to talk about this. And I thought, well, how would I talk about this song? I mean, what kind of meaning it is? So obviously there's something. So I took time to think about it. And the song's They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love. You know, it's number 196. So I'm going to kind of break it down for you guys in how I see what I think it means and what it feels for me. And, you know, sometimes we go through the song book and we just sing songs and maybe we feel something from it, but we don't really pay attention to what we're singing. And it's kind of amazing. It's really interesting when I went to look it up, like who wrote it. This gentleman, he's a Catholic priest, Peter Schultz, I think is his name. And he wrote this, it was inspired in 1968. And it was inspired by John 13:35. And I'm going to read to you what John 13:35 says. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. That is all that verse says. If you think about it, he was inspired by one sentence. One sentence. And it made me think, what are we inspired by? A word or a sentence? Or it could be a whole paragraph. But he created this song out of one sentence. And to me, that gives us something to think about, what we do say and when we say it and how we say it, because inspiration can come from it. You know, just like Lisa doing stars, I know you just kind of came to you, and it kind of is perfect for this. And, you know, she came tonight to sing because I asked her to on Sunday, even though being tired. So let's give her another hand, because I love it. I appreciate it a lot. So I thought about this song, and I thought, oh, we can use it as a tool in our lives. It's kind of full of guidance. It has a lot of depth to it. It gets to think that, you know, these aren't just words that we should just be singing. It's kind of about how we should act, how we should feel, how we should inspire ourselves and others to be. And I think this song also demonstrates, it only uses the word once, unity, in there, but how we need to unite and kind of become a unity, because there's so much out in this world. It's not just about us individually or right now in this group, but it goes beyond that. It goes like to the Philippines right now, to Africa, to Europe, there's so many places that really need for us to be united as people, as, you know, as one. And so I thought it was interesting that this song kind of takes you on that journey of how to be united and how to work with each other. So the very first verse is, and I'm going to read the first verse. We are one in spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And I'm not going to sing either, by the way, as I go along. You guys can be inspired to sing, but I'm not singing. No way. So what does that feel like when you hear it? Does it feel like it's just words? You know, and then, so break it down. We are one in spirit. All of us right here, right now, believe in spirit, some form of it. We believe they're there to help us, to guide us, to inspire us, to help us along the way, to let us learn hard lessons. But we're one in spirit. We belong to the same energy source, or however you feel like looking at it. What's the next one? We are one in the Lord. Well, you know, sometimes the word Lord can still seem, people hear the word, and I was just talking about this with someone earlier, and it's still like, oh, use the word God. Oh, use the word Lord. Oh, no, oh, no, no. But it's because you're trained, sometimes you're trained, or the experiences you had going through it, it seems like such a negative word. But how can it be so negative if that word is supposed to relate to love? You know, it's got the same amount of letters in it, L-O, L-O. I mean, you know, the beginning part, and then they kind of change it around. But then they say it again. We are one in spirit, we are one in the Lord. Doesn't it seem like it fits together again? It makes you more comfortable saying it again the second time. It's kind of awkward at first, maybe saying it out loud. But as you say it the second time, it kind of becomes a little bit easier to believe that they're one and the same, doesn't it? Your mind starts to think of it differently. It's just like anything in life. When you're not comfortable doing something, the more you do it or the more you say to yourself, hey, I'm great, hey, I'm wonderful, you start to believe it. It starts to work for you. It starts to merge into the oneness, and that's the whole point of us kind of being one with each other, one with the Lord. And then we pray that all unity may one day be restored. I thought about this, and this one kind of stumped me for a little while. But then I thought, you know, really, it's kind of marrying those two words, the Spirit and Lord. And it kind of, you know, again, it gets you to thinking that they're one and the same. But, you know, that we're part of the creation, we're part of Spirit. And if you believe in the Bible or other forms of energy or whatever it might be, because we're all individual. It's whatever makes us feel comfortable. But we're still connected. We're still one. What we do does affect other people around us, or even we might not even know that it affects them. So, but having the goal of having unity, what do? You start off, you have faith that that's going to happen, right? Then you have hope. It gives us hope. Faith gives us hope. What does hope give us? Hope gives us dreams. And then what is dreams? Dreams can turn into reality because we know that what we think and what we put out to that universe becomes reality. So just that one word, unity, can bring so much change ahead. Just by thinking about that word can make a huge difference for us. So to me, this step, this first verse, is telling you what the goal is of this song. And that is to be one with Spirit. And to know that you are one with Spirit. So then we've got the chorus. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. I think it's interesting that they repeated the love three times in this, because I'm a firm believer that sometimes you repeat something three times, then it sticks with you. And I think in other versions, you only repeat the chorus three times, but the way we sing it, I think we repeat it four times. So I guess we take a little bit longer to learn things in this church. So I don't know. Who knows? But really, the chorus is telling us it's really that easy. Love, love, love. That's what we need to practice. If we practice loving, you'll feel like you're one with Spirit, one with Lord, your unity, you're one with everyone else. You mesh with each other. You enjoy being around people. And it's really easy. It's easier to love than it is to hate. It might not seem like that at first, but once you start turning, it's just the same way as you think negative versus positive. Once you train yourself to think positively, you think, wow, that was so easy. How come I waited so long to do that? You know, and it just, you find other things happening in your life as you go along. So basically, I think it's just feeling like it's telling you just practice loving. It's the most important thing that we can do for each other. And I looked up part of this too, and another scripture came up, Philippians 2:2. They make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. And I think that's interesting because the next couple of verses really talk about working together. So the second one is we will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. So we will walk with each other. What does that mean? We're supposed to walk down the street? And, you know, I mean, it just means that we're supposed to help each other down the same path. I mean, what does that really mean? When you walk side by side with someone, aren't you on the same path? Aren't you kind of on the same goal? Don't you have the same intention? It's kind of what walking side by side with someone really, for me, what it means. But it's also about, it's not about preaching, it's not about doing it, it's about letting your light shine. So when you're walking with someone and you're letting your light shine and they're letting their light shine, you're going to start having the little ducks follow along because they're going to want to be part of that light. They're going to want it to shine. They want their light to shine. So walking hand in hand. Do you physically walk hand in? Well, I guess you could, depending on what you're doing. But I think it just means that it's like lending a hand, you know. Like at the end of service, it's a good example. We hold hands both Sunday and here on Wednesday, and we try to make it a complete circle. And if you think about it, why do you think we do that? It's so that you can feel that, I think, it's so you can feel that love going through each and every person and that healing energy, because we're singing and we're coming together and we're saying, you know, we love each other in a way. And for some people doing it the first time, it might be really uncomfortable. But again, the next time you do it, it's not so strange, is it? But and then the next time, and you can feel that. If you really pay attention, you can really feel that love kind of circling the room and spirits kind of coming around and kind of giving a thank you for cheering on anyone that's in this room. Whether it's me talking, whether it's message bearing, whether it's Millie, Janie, you know, each person sitting here, whatever it is. I'm sure everyone here got a hug when they came in by somebody, or a hello or a hi or something. That's love. How easy is that? You don't think of it that way, because when you think of the word love, it's like, oh, yeah, it could be romantic, could be that, and we're not so easily to give it away, but we do give it away very easily every day. We just don't think about what we're doing, and we don't correlate it to being love, and we should start looking at it that way a little bit more. So then the part of, and together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. Well, how do you do that? By being an example, you know, by showing your light, by sharing a God story. How many don't know what a God story is here? I think most people know what a God story is. It could be a small story, a big story, showing a miracle, enthusiasm for this thought pattern, the process, you know, being excited for what you're doing in your life, that you really want to uplift somebody else. Just being excited for and sharing that, you know, so that's how you're spreading that there's love in this world, that there's God, quote unquote God. I believe in God. Some people don't. That's okay. They have other things that they believe in. But if they're still practicing love, we're still on the same course, you know. We still have the same goal, is loving each other. And I think that this walking along with like-minded people in love and togetherness, you'll achieve setting your minds to the same path. So you're walking side by side with each other. Is any of this making any sense to anybody? Kind of making you look at the song a little bit differently, a little bit uniquely. So again, we do the chorus. So again, love. Gently reminding you, because the chorus gets a little, it doesn't get a little bit softer, Janie? Just a little bit softer, but it's reminding you gently, love. Again, love. So it's kind of bringing you back, kind of rounds you up, you know, like taking a horse or a lasso and rounding up that cow, you know, just like, come on, bring you in. Back to love, back to love. So the third verse is, we will work with each other, we will work side by side, we will work with each other, we will work side by side, and we'll guard each one's dignity and save each one's pride. So working together is obviously imperative to peace in our world, right? We've got the Philippines with the hurricane that just happened. People, you mean, think about it, they instantly went homeless, lost their children, lost their husbands, lost their grandparents, lost people, and they may or may not be relying on people to help them, but what does it do? It's unfortunate that sometimes a disaster, a marriage, a funeral, or something big event is what brings everybody together, but it's important. It reminds us that there is still love in this world, and everyone has the same goal. We don't want people to suffer. We don't want people to hurt. We want to be those examples, and we want to help when we want to help. And I think it's amazing how God gives us these examples every day when we look at it. And not that we want tragedies to happen, but they're there. They're there for, it gives us the opportunity to help. Even if it's just sending a thought to those people saying, please send them some light and love. Maybe I can't physically do it, but you can send it with your thoughts. And that's just as important, because God hears those thoughts. The angels hear those thoughts, and they can help bring in that help, because you're asking for them to send that help, you know? So guarding people's dignity and saving their pride. Well, what does that mean? Why would you have to guard somebody else's dignity or someone else's pride? Well, dignity means being worthy of honor and respect. Show people respect. Show them honor. Everyone deserves, has a unique walk in this life that they deserve that dignity. And they deserve to have pride. And pride is, you know, feeling satisfied with your own achievements. Each one of us came here for a purpose and for a lesson. And wherever you are today is perfect. And you have achieved what you have set to accomplish at this point in your life. And that's, you know, it's a good reminder for me, because last month I have been really hard on myself. But at the same time, I'm probably going through this for a particular reason. I can't see it right now, but I know that I'll know it and I'll go through that. So I am right where I'm supposed to be. And each of us are right where we should be. So we should really give that person the dignity and pride that they're exactly where they're supposed to be right now. And, you know, they might have already learned their lesson. And so now they're teaching other people about drugs, alcohol, whatever it might be, love, relationships. But really, they probably needed that quick little reminder so they could remember how to do their God work here. So everyone is doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we're achieving what we're supposed to be achieving. I mean, whether someone takes their entire life to achieve what they have come here to do, it doesn't matter. We should still give somebody their dignity, give somebody their pride, and really respect that they are exactly where they need to be. And so how does that happen? What is the next thing? The chorus comes up. Love, love, love. How easy is that to love? I found this quote. Is it Rumi? Do I say it right? Rumi? You guys know who I'm talking about, though. I don't think I ever say it right. It says, like a sculptor, if necessary, carve a friend out of stone. Realize that your inner sight is blind and try to see a treasure in everyone. You know, each one of us is so special. And like the end of Lisa's song where she's like, you. Everyone, you. If I had a whole bunch of fingers, I could just point. But, you know, pointing's rude, isn't it? But it depends on how you're doing it, right? So I also thought, you know, when they keep saying love, love, it's like saying like row, you know, the song Row, Row Your Boat. We all know that song. But, you know, let's say this section starts with row, row your boat, and then the middle and the next. And even though they're here at this part of the phase of the song and everybody's at a different thing, you all have the same goal, is to get to the end of the song. You all have a pattern. You all have a reason as to what you're doing. But you're coming together in unity because you're doing the song together. Do you see what I mean? You might be at different stages, but that one person started here and they moved to teach somebody else. And then those people are teaching other people. So you kind of see how that trickle effect works, and that how being united as one is so important. And just it might be you only starting one thing, but you get another person, then you get 10, then you get 50, then you get 100, then you get 1,000 people to do it. And what do you have? It just keeps trickling. How can it stop? How can good things stop rolling? You know, I think we get in our way and we stop it. So, in the last verse is, all praise to the Father from whom all things come, and to praise Jesus Christ, his only Son, and all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. I just think the end of this song is just saying thank you. You know, giving honor. It's kind of like saying amen, but they had to sing it. You couldn't just sing amen a whole bunch of times. It might be a little strange. But, you know, at this time of the year is Thanksgiving, and we should really be grateful for a lot of things in our life. And not just that, but just being grateful that we're not alone, that we are connected to Spirit, we are connected to each other. We might sometimes feel alone, but we're really not alone. So in conclusion, how can we restore unity? What I got from this song, changing our mindset to know we are connected and God walks with us. Walking with each other hand in hand connects us to the same love energy. Working together and not alone sets examples for others to follow, and we can accomplish a lot more. Guard everyone's dignity and pride. Spreading the love. Being an example of love. Giving honor to Spirit, which makes all things possible. And I'm going to leave you this quote from T.H. White. The destiny of man is to unite, not to divide. If you keep on dividing, you end up as a collection of monkeys throwing nuts at each other out of a separate tree. Thank you for this time.